Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator. The patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column was composed by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And the column is headlined, Corruption Month is Here Again. Here's what Jim has to say about Corruption Month. Every August, we focus on corruption we have seen or heard about in the industry in the past year. As usual, these stories will be told by FOSS, a pulp rat. It's my privilege to put Foss's stories in print for you. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. And Foss continues with Chapter 12 of Pulp Rats, an unpleasant story. The conference this year was held on big waters way to the west and north. Countless numbers of quivers to get there. I couldn't even count the twinkles it took to get there. It was more than all the toes I have. Attendance was not quite as good as it had been in the past due to the distance most rats had to travel from their own mills. However, in the scratchings we had received, the Great Mother was promised an interesting and informative conference, so I decided to make the trip. One of the advantages of having the conference in this location is that we were able to meet some new rats from farther north and west who often did not attend the southern conferences. Sadly, the stories they told were similar to the ones we heard in our own territory. The Great Mother called the conference to order. "I want to welcome all of you to our conference this year," she said. "First, I want to recognize the old faces I have seen before and thank you for making the trip. Second, let's all give a welcome to our friends from the north who have not been able to attend before." The Great Mother continued, "Please remember these sessions are being recorded." In fact, nodding to her right, "you will note we have increased the number of chewers again." Mr. Jim, note you call them clerks. "To 3 paws worth." She concluded with, "All right, who is our first witness?" Bun sauntered up to the witness stand. He was a big rat, well-fed and very confident of himself. "Well, I'm glad to be here," Bun began. The Great Mother said, "Where are you from, son?" "Why, from up north, eh?" "I could have guessed. What is your story?" "Well," Bun continued, "up in our country, a great deal of effort is spent keeping track of the timber and how it is cared for, harvested, and so forth, eh?" "Who does this?" asked the Great Mother. "Various entities. The government, freelance, environmental agencies, and groups of people that have been here even longer than we have, eh?" "Okay, what's the problem?" "Turns out these entities are all composed of people just like people that operate pulp and paper mills, eh?" "Yes, well, they're subject to corruption, too." The pulp and paper people sometimes give the people in these entities money in order to modify the scratchings. You know how many trees are cut, where they go, how many trees are replanted, eh? So the numbers are not always honest, eh? Said the great mother. She quickly followed with, "Darn, you've got me saying it now, too." "Saying what, eh?" Bun replied. "Eh, you snow-covered imbecile." The great mother regained her composure. "Chewers make several copies of this testimony. I want to make sure we send a copy to our friends to the north. If you have a corruption story, please send it to jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. Or if you prefer and are more comfortable with my classic email address, jthompson@taii.com. Feel free to use it. Your story will be kept in strictest confidence. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
This is the second week of Corruption Month 2017 here on Nip Impressions, and the following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Foss the Pulp Rat continues his narrative in Chapter 13 of Pulp Rats, An Unpleasant Story. The Great Mother announced we were going to have a bit of different format for today. She called it a breakout session, and she said she had learned this from the big things. Personally, I thought copying what the big things do is not always a wise idea. After all, look back at the malfeasance and corruption I have been recording here now for the third year. However, I am not in charge, the Great Mother is, so we go along. Great Mother hammered us to order. We're having this breakout session to discuss the special cases of maintenance and construction. A couple of cases have been brought to our attention, and we wanted to have a chance to discuss them. Air, will you read the cases, please? Air stood on her back legs and began to read. In the first case, a shutdown was delayed because of a pressure relief valve being welded in place on a high-pressure steam line and failing its X-ray test. Simultaneously, a half-dozen rats shouted, "Too technical, we don't understand." I was happy to offer an explanation. "Have you ever been in the waters when they are very warm?" Bun interrupted, "I haven't, eh? Where I live, you sometimes have to break the hard water to get in, eh?" I continued, "Steam is the opposite of hard water. It is when the water is so warm it disappears into thin air. This is made with a fire in a thing the big things call a boiler. If it gets too warm, it can cause the boiler to go boom. The big things don't like that. To help prevent this, there is a pressure relief valve that opens and stops it from going boom." I sat down. "Thank you, Foz." Air nodded in my direction and continued. "Anyway, they kept working on the wells, and they could not get them to pass the X-ray test.
Finally, they started x-raying either side of the wells and discovered something peculiar. "Please tell, please tell," several rats yelled. "I'll make the story short. The valve was apparently originally made with flanged ends. When the customer needed a valve to be welded in, the supplier cut the flange ends off and welded the weld ends to the valve body. As the valve was welded into place in the line, there were different coefficients of expansion between the line, the welded-on ends, and the valve body. The field welds never had a chance of passing the X-ray tests." Rui stood up. "I have no idea what in the world you were talking about. What's an X-ray? What's a weld?" Great Mother cut him off. "Never mind all of that. It sounds like the supplier misrepresented what they were selling to the customer. Air, did this cost the customer any additional downtime beyond what was scheduled?" "Why, yes, Great Mother." "How much?" "2 days." "2 days? What did they have to do?" "They had to find another supplier with the pressure relief valve manufacturer as specified, receive it, and install it." "Wow," Great Mother said. "Let's have a show of paws. Is this corruption as we normally think of it?" All the paws in the room shot up. Great Mother continued, "We have another case similar to this. I was hoping we could get to it today, but we are out of time."
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This is Corruption Month 2017, the third week of it. And any resemblance here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. It's a column written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Foss the Pulp Rat continues the narrative in Chapter 14 of Pulp Rats, an Unpleasant Story. Foss says, "Since we were still in the breakout session, the Great Mother had Air read the next case." "Air," as she nodded toward him, "yes, Great Mother, the next case. We have here the case of the construction of a new paper mill. The big things sent in an auditor." "What's an auditor?" several rats asked. "An auditor is a knowledgeable person who comes in to look things over, see if they're being done correctly. Anyway, this auditor came to the site. This auditor was from within the company, not from outside, so perhaps did not have the authority that a paid auditor hired to do an inspection would have. Anyway, he discovered a number of discrepancies. In some cases, the materials used for construction were not as specified. Mild steel flanges were welded onto stainless steel pipes. In some cases, they were not welded correctly. In other cases, low-strength bolts were used where high-strength bolts were needed. The auditor said it seemed that whatever materials were at hand were used, whether they met the specifications or not." The Great Mother frowned. "This doesn't seem right. What was done about all this?" Air responded, "Well, the auditor confronted those in charge. They said they were out of money and out of time. They would change these matters after startup using maintenance money. The great mother continued, "Is there any chance of anyone getting hurt or equipment being damaged?" The auditor said that was certainly possible, but it was out of his hands. The great mother commented, "Well, I think we have seen once again that corruption and malfeasance are not as simple as we once thought. We're going to continue to look at such cases as these going forward. Hopefully, the big things will catch the perpetrators and deal with them accordingly." "Let's wrap up," the great mother said. "Our assignment for next week is to read Mr. Jim's new book, Personalities in the Pulp and Paper Industry. If you can't read Big Things language, find one of the rats who can and have them read it to you." And a note from Mr. Jim, "All my books are available on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and type Press Nip Impressions in the search box." If you have a corruption story, please send it to jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. Or if you prefer and are more comfortable with my classic email address, jthompson@taii.com, feel free to use it. Your story will be kept in strictest confidence.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. This is the fourth week of Corruption Month 2017 here at Paparitalo Publications. And a disclaimer on what is to follow. Any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And in this column, Foss the Pulp Rat continues with Chapter 15 of Pulp Rats, an Unpleasant Story. As we wrapped up last week, the Great Mother said, "By the way, our assignment for next week is to read Mr. Jim's new book, Personalities in the Pulp and Paper Industry. If you can't read Big Things language, find one of the rats who can and have him read it to you." The great mother started, "We don't have time to cover the entire book, although I recommend you make yourself familiar with it from cover to cover. I want to concentrate just on a couple of key points. Chapter 6 is entitled, Who Loves Your Mill? On page 24, Mr. Jim offers this incredible insight. If you're going to understand the personalities of a person, group, or company in this industry, the first question you must ask is this: do they love their facility, their company, and their industry? You don't have to talk to anyone to make this initial assessment. Look at the environment in which they tolerate working. You will determine from this whether they have high standards or low standards. You will determine if they care for the assets with which they are entrusted.
you will essentially be able to tell if they are generally happy or dissatisfied with the places where they find themselves in life and in their careers. And when you determine these qualities, you will be able to predict how they will react to you and how you need to handle them. Pope Ratzel spoke up, "Yes, I read this chapter, and Mr. Jim goes on to say that there is something called Google Earth. I have no idea what that is, but Mr. Jim suggests that the big things look at any meal they are thinking of visiting before they even visit. He says it's a great way to get an early idea of the personality of the meal without even going there." "Sigh," Pup Rat said, "I wish we had Google Earth. It would save me a lot of quivers when I want to find a new home." "Yes," the great mother said, "this Google Earth seems to be a magical way to begin to understand any meal site. But let's move on. In chapter 13, entitled Board Members, Mr. Jim offers this. It is really quite simple. The safety record indicates the board's attitude toward protecting their most valuable assets, employees. The roof conditions indicate their attitude toward protecting their second most valuable assets, the equipment and processes used to store raw materials, manufacture products, and store finished goods. With a bit of research, you can assess their seriousness in maintaining both these fiduciary duties before you ever step onto the property. Earnings achieved by the neglect of these two things are cheap earnings." "This leaves us with a serious question," the great mother sighed. "Do the neglect of assets and the neglect of personnel safety rise to the level of corruption we routinely see here? Show of paws, please. Let the record show that every paw in the house was raised. Some rats stood on their hind legs so they could raise their front paws, and some others rolled over on their backs so they could raise all four paws." The great mother said, "Thank you, and thank you for your participation this year. Be careful quivering home. We will send out some scratchings when we determine where next year's conference will be." And a note from Mr. Jim, "All of my books are available on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and put Press Nip Impressions in the search box. And if you have a corruption story, please send it to jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. Or if you prefer and are more comfortable with my classic email address, jthompson@taii.com. Feel free to use it. Your story will be kept in strictest confidence. We collect stories all year and save them for August.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.